Pensacola area residents curious about plans to spend $627 million of BP fine money on Gulf Coast projects can get answers Monday night. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports part of that is being sought for an aquaculture operation in Pensacola.
Officials with the State Department of Environmental Protection and Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will host the meeting, which kicks off at 6 o'clock at the Pensacola Bay Center.
There will be subject matter experts there so that the public can come and ask questions to individuals about specific projects and try and get some of the facts.
Kendra Parson is with DEP.
And then what we will have at 6:30 is a general presentation on what NERDA is, what we're there to accomplish, and then on the projects that are being proposed in Florida and by Florida. And then once that presentation ends, we will open it up to a public comment session.
The early restoration funds total $27 million for 9 projects in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, $19 million of which is proposed for a fish hatchery in Pensacola.
The money was available. We went after it, and we got the money. And that's incredibly important because many of us were skeptical, were we going to be able to get the money?
Speaking at a recent meeting with reporters, Mayor Ashton Hayward said he was ready to move forward with the project, adding that there could be other funding from BP and the state of Florida.
You know, that's $19 million there. That's $11 million for the grasses. We're going after more money. Those are the things that we're aggressively looking at the city as a whole. And obviously going after dollars at DOT. I think if you look at the governor's budget coming up, there's going to be a lot of money in DOT. And Pensacola needs all the help that they can get from an infrastructure standpoint.
As they stand now, plans for the hatchery call for it to be built on city-owned property at Bruce Beach. At last check, it would create 15 to 18 jobs, and Hayward says they would also work to protect the environment.
And we're aggressively going after those dollars. I think that's very important to know that, you know, that money was there. It is available. We went after it. I know there were some concerns about water quality, but, you know, talking about the sports fishermen, you know, the water quality on the bay, what they've told me is the best it's ever been. But, you know, we're going to go above and beyond to make sure that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed.
The motion, sponsored by City Councilwoman Sherry Myers, was tabled last month. Myers pulled, redrafted, and resubmitted it. Then the council voted unanimously to send it to the Environmental Advisory Board for its input.
There is no doubt whatsoever that this project will impact the natural resources of Escambia County. What those impacts are yet to be determined. Whether they're positive or negative are yet to be determined.
Chasity Hobbs chairs the board and told the council that they've yet to see anything in writing. She also has an issue with a 90-day timeline.
I understand completely the need for a time limit on this study. Should the lease come to be in front of council and the mayor, obviously you're going to want to have all of your information there.
Hobbs also reminded the city council that theirs is a volunteer board and in the middle of a large-scale study to develop recommendations for the community's tree fund.
If coming up with a study of the environmental issues of a project that is actually just proposed and we don't even have the final project yet, we don't have a permit yet as far as I understand, I could be wrong about that. If we are to get you results within 90 days, we're going to need some staff support.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission announced plans in 2011 to build 14 hatcheries around the state over the next 15 years to help restock depleted fish populations. Around that time, a facility was announced for Pensacola as a joint venture with the San Diego-based Hubs SeaWorld Research Institute. Shortly afterward, Hubs founder Don Kent visited the city, scouting for a site to build.
Property is much more expensive in California, so we had to learn how to do it intensively. That is, we would grow a couple hundred thousand fish, maybe 3 or 4 12-foot diameter pools. We use a very small footprint to grow an awful lot of fish.
Some have greeted with skepticism the notion of a hatchery downtown, its ecological viability, and economic benefits. But Mayor Ashton Hayward defends the project, calling it a key component of the city's economic and environmental recovery.
I know there's going to be people that are going to argue both sides, but I think when you look at research that can be done in your city on the waterfront, I can't think there's a direct benefit. I mean, if you look at the whole state of Florida, there are is research going on shorelines. And I agree with you, it is a valuable piece of property. But so on that flip side, we have a lot of valuable property, but where are the checks?
Other questions have also arisen. Whether the fish raised at the planned hatchery would even be released in the local waterways, given their degraded condition, and whether leasing Bruce Beach to the state for $1 per year is the best use of that waterfront property. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.